There's three holes down
you
there.
You pee out of your clit, right?
No.
What? And instead of having meat in my hands, I have feces.
Which is perfect for a restaurant.
Which is, yeah, that's safe.
Now I don't have to.
Sneeze in my mouth. Like, your existence before DMT, it's like you live in a mansion, yet you never leave a room. Like, you live in this big mansion, yet you don't know it. You're only confined to this one little room. Once you do DMT, you realize, holy shit, I'm in a fucking mansion. I love diarrhea.
Why is that?
Fuck the fourth dimension. Fuck the fifth. This was all the way up in the 20th dimension. And then eventually I'm like, dude, I can't do this. So then I bought, like, these man tampons.
Hell yeah.
You know, sharing her drugs with her fetus. That's actually really nice of her.
Okay. Anyways, seems like you do.
In prison, a man fainted from my ass air.
That's really bad.
Yeah. You're supposed to be entertaining. I hope you know that, right?
Sorry. I was like, bro, I'm literally throwing up out of my asshole and my mouth at the same time.
Wait, I'm supposed to put my dick in a vagina?
Yeah.
Why? That's how you make babies. That makes no sense.
But I swear to God,
it's urethra, Franklin.
No. Now that you've said that, I can't say right.
Isn't that a beautiful name? Society just doesn't know what to do. We are the universe learning about itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the spell isn't going away in the time that I've sat in here.
Well, at least it's not coming from my ass.
That's better. You had other things coming from your ass, so I'm happy you expelled that, not in here.
Speaking of things expelling from my ass, Yes. That's how we're going to begin this podcast.
Perfect. Is it going?
Yes, we're underway. I love diarrhea.
Why is that?
Perfect.
That's an opinion to have.
I love diarrhea because when the poop is liquid and when you're sitting in down and going poopy and it comes out as a liquid, I feel like a girl.
What? How do
you know?
How
because
does that girl,
like because a girl? Cause girls pee out of their butts.
No.
Where do they pee?
There's three holes down
you
there.
You pee out of your clit, right?
No.
What? You're joking.
I don't... This is... What were you doing during anatomy class, health class? Picking your nose, stroking your dick?
Probably thinking about suicide, honestly. I was very depressed.
That's valid. I think that's what I was thinking about as well.
There was this little Asian boy. His name was Adam. And we kind of, you know, egged him on just to do sadistic things. He was a small, innocent Vietnamese child who was just the baddest guy. And it was so funny. Like, he would be telling, like, the teacher to go fuck themselves.
Fuck yeah.
Just, like, this little innocent dude who was just, like, off the rails. And we would just die laughing. And, you know, they would get angry at us because they're like, stop, dude,
so
you're laughing.
He was the class clown. That's what I was.
Basically, me too. But, again, you can't compete against something like
that.
No,
he was too powerful.
Exactly.
I wonder where he is now.
Honestly, dude, I want to do that. Go back in like our old, you know.
Oh my God, we bring our yearbooks.
Yearbooks.
I see my sister in your yearbook.
What do you mean?
Well,
she was in Greendale?
Yeah, she went to Greendale.
What time?
Well, she's 30 and she's turning
31
this year.
Yeah, no,
stop. You might have been a freshman.
Oh crap, I am old. I'm 27.
Yeah,
holy shit.
You're gonna be 28, so it's
not. Oh my God.
I thought it was like 23 for some reason. Or my manager also went to school with you. Like, she literally remembers you being there. So she probably has you in her little yearbook.
Yes.
Oh my God, we can bring our yearbooks and then talk shit about all the people we didn't like.
All right, I'm writing that down.
Because I have beef with people. I'm a Sag. I do not let anything
Me too.
Go.
Me
you're
too.
Not a Sag, you're a Capricorn.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about, like, I am a Sag.
No,
like...
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, and what does that mean? Isn't it?
Well, it means a lot of things.
That it doesn't mean jack shit.
I think it does. Because when I look at my...
Woman. Is that like the Roman Empire? That is the Roman Empire for women.
That actually makes a lot of sense. It's the star signs for women. Is the Roman Empire equal to men?
There it is. Because all the girls were talking. I'm like, no, Titanic is not. Oh, I could see Titanic.
Yeah, no, like Titanic and Diana. I feel like that all kind of makes sense.
I guess,
but like the minute you just said star signs, that it clicked for me. And that's it. I don't see men talking about star signs.
No, we don't believe in that at all. So is there proof behind it or what? Because I'm open-minded.
I think there's... I don't know anything about any scientific proof. But...
Women, devoid of logic.
No, but, like, I got this app, okay? And it tells me... It tells me all about my star sign and the people I'm compatible with. But, like, it's really accurate.
It's because it tells you what you want to hear. It's like,
not necessarily. Yeah. It says some bad things too, and I'm like, wait, that's kind of right.
Well, the thing is, it applies to everyone. You know what I mean? But anyways,
have to sneeze.
Go ahead. Sneeze.
Well, now I don't have to.
Sneeze in my mouth.
Okay. Well, now I don't have to.
Damn it.
So I'll do it off guard next time.
Next time, I just sneeze in my face.
Okay.
Well.
Randomly.
What's a Sagittarius? Well, I was gonna tell anyways the diarrhea story. We'll wait because this is fascinating. You're a Sag and I'm a Cap.
Yes.
And
should we look? We could look up our, like, compatibility.
Go ahead. Fine. Okay. Sorry, guys. Everybody's expecting cool drug stories. They will come back eventually. Right now, I am in film school. And the audio hopefully sounds really good because we are in the booth where we record everything audio-based, such as voiceovers, etc. So my point being is that I am just so busy with film school that I cannot talk about dimethyltryptamine experiences. Unfortunately, I know the consciousness stuff is so brilliant and so cool, but right now we're just going to have to settle for me talking to my fellow classmates, and hopefully it will be a fraction of how entertaining these psychedelic stories truly are, because just going back and listening to some of those old episodes, it is the coolest thing ever, and I really miss that part of my life where I would kind of fixate on consciousness and expanding it and exploring it. This one DMT experience, I went to the 20th dimension. Fuck the fourth dimension. Fuck the fifth. This was all the way up in the 20th dimension. And these beings were so incredibly advanced that they just turned upside down every rule, every logic, everything that we know to exist in this existence, they just played around with it like it was a little toy, like a football. And they just paraded it around me. They showed off. And, always I say thank you because the trip is so amazingly beautiful. So I tell the entities, thank you so much for this experience. And these guys were so advanced, so cocky that they didn't even want to hear it. It was so fascinating for them just to ignore me because I was such a dipshit in their eyes. Just this ape coming out of nowhere and just being so incredibly dumb. So there you guys go. I know. I'm sorry that we won't be talking about drugs because everybody here is sober and young.
I wouldn't say I'm sober.
They just haven't done the really cool
ones. I'm just
ones.
Not at your level, unfortunately.
Hey, I don't judge because it is a big deal. They are serious. But again, if you start slowly, if you do a little bit of research, it is the best experience of your life. Like your existence before DMT, it's like you live in a mansion, yet you never leave a room. Like, you live in this big mansion, yet you don't know it. You're only confined to this one little room. Once you do DMT, you realize, holy shit, I'm in a fucking mansion. Like, there is 500 rooms, 300 bathrooms, 4 pools. I have a lawn. There's a world outside of the mansion. That's how expansive the psychedelic experience is. You become more aware of the true reality, whether it be real or not. The point is, it changes you. It doesn't matter if it's fake. So what did you find on your phone?
Well, I just was not getting the results that I wanted.
Oh, so we're not compatible.
Well, I didn't say that. Well, when you look, okay. This is like a whole thing. I feel like we might have to do some research on this so we can fully like go in depth.
Great. This has turned into a horrific podcast episode. I was talking about diarrhea and now we're going into star crap. What's a Capricorn?
You're a Capricorn.
I was born in...
Here, you know what we can do? I'll look up...
How does that matter when you were born?
It all matters. Why does your shit matter? Your shit doesn't matter any more than my shit matters.
I know you were going to say that, and yeah, you can definitely make that point, but the experience feels real, and it gets so complex and vivid compared to just you were born on January 18th, so therefore this is everything that applies to you.
Not necessarily.
It's cool. It's interesting. You know, like the Chinese calendar, like I'm a rat or something. Like my mom's an ox. Like it's cool to read that about you and it's like, yeah, that's me.
Like, see, this is my chart. Like I'm a Sagittarius. Okay. And then I'm a Taurus moon and a Sagittarius rising. And being a double Sag is like T. That's what I have to say about that. And then it tells you like your sun in Sagittarius, your moon, and then...
You're supposed to be entertaining. I hope you know that, right?
Sorry. Okay, fine. Fuck this shit. New topic. Back to diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
There was one time when I had diarrhea and I was throwing up at the same time, and that I will never, ever, ever unlive that. That was fucking awful. Wow. So bad. I was completely naked on the toilet, and I had to have my mom come in and, like, give me shit.
Not hot.
Yeah, nope.
How old were you?
This maybe was less than a year ago. This was fairly recent.
And why were you letting shit out of both of your holes?
I think I had food poisoning.
From where? The cafeteria at school?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Culver's?
No, it wasn't Culver's.
The place you like a lot, the Baja place with the sandwiches.
Okay, it was a Mexican restaurant. I went to, I think it was...
El Beso?
No, it was Habanero. It was right by El Beso, though.
Where's that?
Right across the street from Cops.
Oh.
Right there on Layton. Yeah, so they're like a Mexican restaurant, and I've never had issues with them before, but then one day, I actually went home from school earlier that day. Actually, no, this was senior year, so this was a while ago. And my back was hurting really bad, and I was like, I can't walk. So I called out of work, and I was like, fuck this shit, bye.
I cannot walk.
It hurts so bad.
Jesus.
And I think... I ended up getting food, and then I just felt so sick, and then it just got real bad.
How long was there stuff coming out of you?
Well, I started shitting first, and that was not fun. And then as I was sitting there, I was like, oh, no, this is not good. Like, this is not a good vibe that's going on right now. And so then I grabbed, like...
Why not?
Because I felt like I was going to throw up.
Oh, it's
and
so
then
awful.
I did.
While on the toilet.
Yeah. So I had like scramble in my bathroom while still sitting on the toilet for like some sort of thing to put this other liquid in. It was just so bad. My sister was like, what is going on? And she's, of course, she's like a hypochondriac. So she's wearing a mask in the house now because she's freaking out. And I'm just like, bro, like, this is not good. Like, I don't need you all up on me freaking out like this.
Wait, she was on you?
No, but just her energy.
Yeah.
She was like, what's going on? She asked me like 10,000 questions. I was like, girl, I'm literally throwing up out of my asshole and my mouth at the same time.
And then your mom came to
rescue. Yeah, I texted her. I was like, girl, you need to get your ass up here.
You were able to text?
Yeah, I had my phone with me.
Was it covered in anything?
No. There was moments where I stopped throwing up.
Holy crap.
I know. It's like you didn't know what was going to happen next.
Where was the puke going? Did you eventually get a bucket or where did the
puke
go? I had
like the trash can. I was putting it in.
So that's good. So nothing got on the
floor?
Actually,
wait, no. I put it... Okay.
I was going to say, that's too good.
No.
That wouldn't have happened.
Because I remember what I did with the puke after.
Oh, you ate it? You slurped it up?
Oh, okay. Wait, no. Listen. So there's this like pitcher under my sink that we use to like, I don't know why
for
it's there.
Alcohol.
Maybe help clean the bathroom. I don't know. But there's a pitcher under the sink and I threw up in that and it was like full. Like there was a lot of shit. Like, I mean, not shit because I was shitting in the toilet.
Thank God.
But there was a lot of like throw up in there.
That's a lot.
And it looked
of puke.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I know it looks so
bad. And I ended up just like flushing it down the toilet after. And I just remember being like, and you could hear it like plop in there. Like, and then I just had to like slowly flush it. I think I had enchiladas.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be the enchiladas.
Yeah, bro, but I've never been back there. Never.
You PTSD. Gotta be careful.
And I remember I watched Crazy Rich Asians that night.
How was that?
It was pretty good. I just have a lot of PTSD with that now because of the whole multi-hole expelling.
I wish I could experience that.
You don't. It felt like I was bleeding out of my asshole.
Ooh.
Just liquid.
Well, that happens to girls once every month, right?
Well, not out of my asshole.
Then where? What? What do you mean blood comes out of your vagina?
What do you mean? Well...
Wait, do you have a pee hole that's not your clit?
Yes.
Where is that?
When you have sex, where do you put your penis?
In the vagina.
That's also where the blood comes out.
Mainly the asshole, but sometimes the vagina.
Oh, okay, I see now.
What do you see?
I
just don't want to get trapped by a woman.
That's fair. But usually, it's in the vagina, which is also where the blood comes out of.
What do you mean, usually? Where the pee-pee goes? No, it goes in the asshole.
Well,
what do you mean?
You, it does.
Wait, supposed to put my dick in a vagina?
Yeah.
Why? That's how you make babies. That makes no sense. Does it feel better? Yeah, it feels better.
John, we haven't had this conversation. Do you want me to tell you something?
Continue.
I've never had sex before, but... See, wow, I see your face.
All right.
But that's all I have
Fine,
to say
Fine, I'll pop your cherry. Fine,
no, I'm
we'll
not
do
asking,
it on the podcast.
I was not asking you to do that.
We'll do it on OnlyFans.
Oh, my God, perfect. Yeah, if we're going to do it, we got to make money off of it.
You are a virgin, so... Ooh,
that doesn't mean I don't do things, though.
We could sacrifice you and let
you
more rain
come. You
could
sell me. I've looked up how much I could sell my virginity for, and I honestly don't think it's the worst idea.
How much?
I could do $1 million if I wanted, or a couple
a
thousand.
$1 million.
It depends on how hot you are. I don't think I'm $1 million worth, but I definitely think I could get $10,000.
$10,000, all right.
And
all right.
That could give me a new car or
I would sell your body.
An apartment.
I would sell your body.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Where do girls pee?
I don't know what it's called.
You don't know what it's called.
No, I'd stop paying attention.
You're talking
that
shit
part
about me not knowing the girl's body. You're a girl and you don't even know
I
your
don't
body.
I don't know what it's called, but I know where it
that
happens.
That is horrible. I pee out of a urethra.
Well, I know that's...
Isn't that a beautiful name?
Yeah, it's kind of pretty. You know,
dude, there was that one singer. Her name was what? Urethra Franklin, right?
No, now that you said that, I can't say it right.
Urethra Franklin, right?
No, it's not how you say her first name.
I swear to God, it's Urethra Franklin.
No. Now that you've said that, I can't say right.
Isn't that a beautiful name?
I'm
my child, my daughter, Urethra.
I think gonorrhea is a pretty girl name.
Gonorrhea.
You know that trend on TikTok where it's pretty names?
I'm an old man.
Or names. Okay, well, names that would be good if they didn't mean what they meant.
Okay, that's cool.
Gonorrhea is one. imagine,
syphilis.
If it didn't mean... Yes, wait, that's...
Syphilis.
Syphilis.
Eh.
Come on now.
It's too exotic. I get what you mean, but that's so exotic for a name. Maybe in a different country.
If it didn't mean what it meant, I don't think it would be.
Yeah,
exotic.
But you have names such as Anna and
John.
Exactly. See, so then you have gonorrhea, a famous person would name their child gonorrhea. So I get
a Kardashian.
Yeah. Exactly. God.
Kardashian level names. Gonorrhea is right there.
So, speaking of gonorrhea, I love having diarrhea because it makes me feel like a girl. So, this one time I'm in the shower and I feel like I'm going to leak something out of my butt, aka diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And that's all right if I'm in the shower, a little poop juice. So, I let out some poop juice.
No.
Turns out it was not juice. A humongous fucking turd. Falls out of my ass.
In the shower?
I'm in the shower. It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
I'm what the... So I gotta get this down. So I try clogging it down the drain. Bro, it gets stuck, dude.
Then yeah, it gets stuck.
There's and I'm playing with my hands in it, and
I can just picture you laughing at yourself trying to get it down.
I was not laughing. I'm not into poop. I'm not into scat porn.
I don't think anybody is.
No, a lot of people are.
That's a thing.
Have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
Oh my, you are
that
young.
That's not the kind of porn I watch.
You are a virgin. You are that young. You're a child.
Okay, well, I don't watch shit porn.
Yeah, well, you don't watch it and jerk off, but it was just a phenomenon that everybody knew and watched. My point being is that 4chan, have you ever gone on there? It's a great website. You can see people get killed.
Oh, there's a kid in my class who used to watch that.
Yeah, that was, I was one of those people. Anyways, yeah, there's threads where it's just poopy, and I'm not into poop, so I was not having a good time having my, in the smell. The smell, because
no, I don't
poop
think...
in water, it kills the smell. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But when it's out of water, uh-huh, it's a horrific
smell. But you
smell.
Were showering.
Well, ooh, but no, it wasn't, like, submerged underwater. So it was so bad, and then poops everywhere. Like, I thought I was going to go poop, and it was just going to flow away. You know, like when you go pee-pee in the bathroom,
mm-hmm,
it just vanishes. It didn't vanish, and it was incredible playing with my poop, where I could see, like, oatmeal in it. I could see oats in my poop.
How recent was this?
Like, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, not recent. I learned this the hard way. But again, I was expecting water.
Water?
I was expecting, yeah, diarrhea, because I drink apple cider vinegar.
Ew. God, that shit is rough.
Well, you put it in with water.
No, I've tried that even with water. It's
How
no.
much water?
A lot of water. That shit made me gag.
Well, then you chase it with water.
I tried.
Pussy ass bitch.
For real.
But anyways, it's amazing for you. It completely destroyed my gut. That's why... Like, you can see my veins and everything,
mm-hmm,
because of apple cider vinegar. It's amazing. But the point being, yeah, it clears out your system. So sometimes you have to use the bathroom more. So I probably just drank some and something was going to come out, some cider vinegar. And instead, a oatmeal
yeah.
poop.
Clunk.
Yeah. And it was just, I remember trying to shove it down the drain and it wouldn't go down. And it was like, this entire plan has failed me.
It's so bad.
So, that's one poop story. On to the next one. I used to work at this restaurant. I'm not going to name it because my brother still works there. Which sucks because I want to tell everybody the fucking place.
We can make up a new name for it.
McDonald's?
No.
What kind of name? What should we name it?
Is it the...
Johnny's? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Such
yeah, and he works there. He's in management there, and no,
oh,
we
Slay.
Can
love that for him. We don't want to ruin his life.
Literally. So yeah, he's dating a waitress there. They've been together for a year.
Do they fuck in the kitchen, the break room?
Of course, obviously. But it's so sweet. On his Snapchat story, he took a picture of her.
Aww.
She was in a dress, and he said, "1 year with my best friend."
Wow.
Aw, so cute of him. I'm so happy for him. So let's not destroy his life and his lover's life at the restaurant by disclosing the name of the restaurant.
Can we call it?
Sure.
Okay, it's called the guys.
It's this place called. And anyways, I was working there because I needed some more hours because prison crap. Anyways, I'm in the kitchen. And there's something that just smells horrible in the kitchen.
That's a good sign.
So the coworkers are looking around. They thought it was like a dead rat or something. Like something just reeked. It was horrible. So everybody's looking. They've been searching around. And eventually, after about a week or so, they realized the smell in the kitchen, it was coming from my ass.
What?
It was coming from my ass.
You were shitting in the kitchen?
I was basically shitting.
What are you talking
about? I was farting.
About?
Creatine. Do you know what creatine is?
No, but I would love for you to explain. I would love for you to mansplain
I offer creatine to everybody I come into contact with, and everybody looks at me like it is fucking crack. Creatine is the most studied supplement out there. It allows your muscles to absorb more water. your brain does better. It is incredibly valuable. It gives you energy. But one of the downsides to it is gas.
Yes.
Gas.
That's a bummer.
So when you're eating lots of protein and drinking creatine,
you How are your farts that bad?
Because protein leads to horrible farts, too.
Oh.
So the combination of that, you have lots of gas mixed with very potent and disgusting protein ass farts. And the results are catastrophic.
Ooh.
So anyways, I thought that the burger smell in the kitchen would kind of, you know, cover my asshole. It didn't. So I was very ashamed of myself, and from then on out, I wouldn't fart in the kitchen. So one day, it's during rush hour, and I'm not farting in the kitchen because I am a gentleman.
Yes.
Of West Dallas.
Yes.
But we just ran out of meat. So I got to go downstairs. It's crazy. You have to go down these slippery and greasy stairs to the, where everything is stocked.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. I don't fall down this time. One time I did fall down.
That's a bummer.
In front of everyone.
Was it on camera?
All of the customers.
That's even better.
But, you know, it did hurt. And it fucking hurt bad. But, you know, when you fall down, you can't start crying because you're a man. So I was just yeah, I don't feel like shit.
Yeah.
I hate this fucking job. So I don't fall down, but I'm down there and I'm like, okay, nobody's here. So I can fart.
Yeah.
I can fart.
You felt like it was a safe place.
Yeah.
Was it?
No. I fart and then I'm like, that didn't feel like a fart.
Oh, no.
I check my pants and out I pull from my pants a poop.
What? How do you have so many? Okay, sorry.
An egg sized poop, a poop the size of an egg. I'm wearing a glove on my hand. So I reach down in there and I pull a fucking turd out of my asshole. Out of my pants. I wouldn't go in my own asshole. It's rush hour, dude. It is like this place is bustling, dude. Like, I need to be up there now. I need to get meat. And instead of having meat in my hands, I have feces.
Which is perfect for a restaurant.
Which is, yeah, that's safe. I'm wearing a glove, so it's fine. But anyways, I'm like, holy shit, what's going on? So, perfect. I see a trash can. Great.
John. Wait a minute. We need to back up a little bit. I need a better visualizer on this. So you fell, and then you were like...
No, I didn't fall. That was another time.
Oh, okay. But, so where are...
I run down the stairs, and downstairs is where we have the prep kitchen.
So there's no people down there. Usually, which is where you tooted.
A prep cook during the day is
so you
there.
Just, in the and middle of this room, pulled this shit out of your pants. No.
It
wasn't stopped. Even like, I'm going to go in the bathroom.
No.
Okay.
Well, if there's shit in my pants, I need it out of my pants immediately. Okay. If you're walking around with shit in your pants, then your cheeks get covered.
Okay.
And then that's horrible.
So you, what did you do with
it? So that? I did the right thing. I took it out of my pants immediately. This is good.
And did what?
Well, I was going to explain that.
Sorry.
Here, no, don't. It's all right.
Actually, I'm not sorry.
Yeah. So I look around. Oh, shit. Yes, a trash can. So I start running. I open up the cooler. I run into the cooler. I throw my glove with the shit underneath the tomatoes, and I run back upstairs.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. Under the tomatoes? Not even in the trash?
Because I didn't want anybody looking in the trash and finding poop.
So you want people looking in the food and finding shit?
Well, They weren't going to look there.
What do you mean they weren't going to look? Well,
No, it was like in the corner. I was storing my poop in the cooler with the food until after I could come down from the rush.
Just throw it in the trash.
But what if they see it and smell it? It's like there's feces, and then they're like, oh my God.
No, you just take the glove off like you're supposed to take gloves off.
Yeah,
and tie
I did that. I didn't. Why did you tie it?
So it doesn't smell, dumbass. That's literally what you were concerned about. You could have just taken your. Do you know how to properly take gloves off?
Yes.
Okay, well, you could have
probably
done
not.
That. You probably don't.
No, I don't.
You don't know how to properly take gloves off. And if you knew how to do that, you could take them off properly and then tie them and throw them away.
It was the middle of the rush. My brain wasn't.
No, just... clearly, because you've shit your pants.
Exactly. I shit myself. So it's like, I froze. It's like, dude, there's poop, and I hate poop, and I'm not going to tie a poop bag. I don't have a dog. I don't tie poop bags. That's one of the reasons why. I love dogs, but I can't deal with poop in my hand. I don't know how y'all can. That's crazy. I respect it.
Thank you.
I don't like poop.
It's not for you.
So I found the one spot where I could hide it, and that was in the cooler.
Oh, my God.
After my shift, well, after the rush, I come back down.
Okay.
And I go into the cooler to get my shit.
Oh, no.
Because I'm a good guy.
I'm worried.
The manager is in the cooler doing inventory.
Of course.
And, dude, she's right on the fucking tomatoes.
I bet she is, bro. What? This is so... Is this how you got fired?
I left that shithole. I did not get fired. What do you mean? Why would they fire me? They loved me. I was the best person there.
I'm dead.
It would be... The kitchen would be fucked, and I'd be so stoic. Like, dude, I just got out of prison. This is nothing, bro.
Yeah. This means nothing.
It was a it was a horrible... The kitchen was the size, no joke, of this room. Smaller.
Are you serious?
I am being completely serious.
This room is smaller than a dorm room.
Bro, it was smaller than this. It was so fucking horrible. Yeah, literally. Right here, grill. Yep. Literally, this big.
The box that we're in right now or the room?
No, the room.
Okay.
The room.
Okay.
That would be fucking insane. Still insane. It was so hot. So disgusting. The girls wouldn't come back. You know, if you ever have worked in a restaurant.
I have.
The girls love coming back because there's free food.
Yeah, I go back and buy the food all the time.
Exactly. To chill and talk, you know, with some of the cool guys.
Actually, no. All the cooks at my restaurant speak Spanish, so I can't really talk to them. And the one that did, he got fired.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
He drank.
What did he drink?
He drank a whole thing of, like, a boxed wine that they use for cooking, which is why they knew that someone was drinking it, because it's only used for cooking. He drank a whole, like, during his shifts, he would drink, like, a whole thing.
That's necessary while working in a kitchen. Anybody knows that, because it is a horrific job.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Bad. But anyways, have you had jobs, though, where, like, the kitchen was cool, where you would talk to any kitchen?
Yeah, I'd say for Culver's, they were cool.
Something like that. You know what I mean? You come back there to run away from the crazy, stupid customers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get some food.
Flirt with some of the guys.
Exactly.
And then they treat you like shit, and you're like, well, this is dumb. I wasted my time.
That's very unfortunate. Next time, you have to show more skin. You're welcome. But anyways, the kitchen was so small, the girls wouldn't even come back.
Damn.
They would run out. And it was insane. My brother wanted me to be the dishwasher. But they saw that. Ooh, he's worked at Chick-fil-A. Would you like to work in the kitchen? And fuck it, I'll do it. And it was one of the worst experiences of my entire life.
That's usually how food is.
So... Before you all judge me for my poop incident, just know I was so done with the food industry.
Yeah.
I was going to bring a list with all of my jobs. It's literally 60 jobs that I've had. Like,
that's interesting.
Just so...
You will have to make a list. I'm curious.
It was just so many jobs, bro. Mm-hmm. So many jobs. So, we can cross that off the list. Ooh, somebody... died that was related to PBS, and I hearted it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Who died?
Some dude. But I gave it a heart. I hearted it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bad, you think?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Because I was meaning, like, okay, I'm giving love for him. You know, love the dude. Not loving the fact that he's
loving
dying.
Love the pose.
Like, bro, dude died. Fuck yes. Let's go. So
Let's
hopefully...
Go.
Hopefully, that wasn't shitty. This girl I know, her boss is raping her.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She posted something. Well, she broke up with a dude, and this is, she loves attention. Very pretty, pretty lady.
Mm-hmm.
She posted something on Snapchat, you know, if I should quit my job or not. And posting a question on Snapchat is just attention whorish.
Oh, well, right? Yeah.
That's like, you see that on Instagram sometimes. I've never seen that on Snapchat.
What do you mean you haven't seen, like, you know, searching like, for attention on Snapchat?
You know, like, who would ask that on Snapchat? You know,
that's where
mean?
I only see it on there.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, okay. Especially during high school when I had, like, every, like, I've deleted so many people off my Snapchat because I don't care. I really don't go on there that often. But, okay. Like, yeah, people, like, they, and to this day, they still do. Like, they'll post something where it's like, if you don't slide up and say something, like, you feel obligated to.
I didn't. Well, I commented because we used
but
to.
But for them, that's the point.
What?
Because they want attention.
Exactly.
Like, they post something that it, yes, it's there's stupid, no yes. other reaction to it besides but, yeah, whoever reacted. Saw it sliding up. And saying something to you about it, or comforting you, or consoling, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. So she does this, and I make a comment, and then I'm asking, you know, she says that she's getting raped. And I'm like,
that's a big accusation.
I'm like, is your paycheck getting raped, or are you getting butt raped?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
And she's, no, she makes a lot of money.
Okay.
Like, a lot of fucking money. She's like, piece of shit, fuck off. But anyways, she says, I'm getting butt raped. And I'm like, what? Who's butt raping you? Her boss is butt raping her, supposedly.
Okay. Well, I don't know really anything about this, so I can't really put my input in on this.
I just thought that was interesting. You know what I mean?
That is interesting. And there's...
It's very serious.
A lot of baggage, I feel like, with that. There's a lot we don't know about that. So
this is a red flag, you know what I mean? A red flag. If a girl has ever taught, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Like that's
saying a lot.
That's saying
without
a lot.
Giving a lot any information besides what she gave.
Very.
There's more to that. There's more that we don't know.
Just wow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wow.
Goodness gracious!
All big right. Wow.
Well, the poop stories are out. Dude, Kevin said that our second class was worse than the first class. Like the first class is Robin and Shannon and JC, and he's talking shit about our class, dude. Bro, Alex, he yelled at Alex, dude. Because Alex is on his phone, he just keeps on going on his phone, so, like, he was pissed. And I'm like, of course our class sucks, dude. We have fucking Ethan, bro.
All I hear is problems.
Oh, yeah.
From you guys, whether it's the food... Your class, the Mac Lab.
Yeah, speaking of that, they hate us.
Yeah, basically to sum it up for people listening, we work in a studio where we go to school, we pay to go to a school in an actual, like, television studio. And the problem with that is I know that it's the workers, the employees here who aren't a part of the school program at all who have a problem with the people who are in the school program, and I really don't know why, because this is, like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's just really petty, and everyone's got beef with the students, I guess. The students have beef with the students. The teachers mm-hmm. have beef with the students. The employees have beef with the students. The students have beef with the employees.
It's a horrible place.
I wouldn't say that. I'd just say there's a lot of issues going around.
It's fucking hell. Anyways.
They don't make it easy.
No.
They make it more difficult than it needs to be. Because, and they're doing it because they can. Because they can, it's easier that way.
Yeah, Kevin started off the class one day just like, oh yeah, well, the break room. They yelled at us about the break room. Bro, there was 3 packets of popcorn. You know, popcorn, like there's fucking popcorn packets.
Yeah.
Like then there's some plastic forks that Dan brought in for his donuts. And then some napkins.
Yep.
And he's like, what the fuck is this shit? This shit can't be like this. This place is a fucking mess. There's food in the sink. The shit is not cleaned. Look at this fucking
sounds
mess.
Sounds like my mother when there's one thing wrong in the kitchen.
I'm like, bro, there's 2 knives in the sink. There's 2 knives in the
what
sink.
What are you talking about?
Bro, the amount, there was no food in like the little drainy thingy majig.
Mm-hmm.
There was like just a little bit of amount of food. The cool thing is, it's not Kevin. He was just voicing the concern of all of the pieces of crap that Reagan alluded to.
Yes.
And then Ray, he is the custodian, a very nice gentleman, very well-mannered.
He's cool.
Yet, he's not cool.
Oh.
He threw away your smoothie, though, one day.
That is true. I had a smoothie one day.
Where was it?
And it was on top of the trash can, which sounds...
Why is it there? Why is it
okay,
there?
Okay, okay. It sounds odd to put it on top of the trash can, but it's there because we can't bring food into, like, any of the labs with the computers, which is, like, fine, but also, like, really, like, that's not cool.
Now
so people leave all their stuff on top of the trash can outside of the lab, and the trash can isn't just a trash can. It has, like, a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so people leave their shit on there, and I left my smoothie on there because I was like, well, I can't bring this hoe into the Mac lab.
Exactly.
Or whatever lab. And then it got thrown away, and I was pissed. Because smoothies are so expensive, and I'm poor as fuck. And this was before I had a credit card, so I was using actual money I had at the time instead of borrowing money from Discover. This was my actual money that I spent on this smoothie, and it was probably like $6 or $7.
What happened to it?
Got thrown out by Ray. And I was so pissed. And also, this motherfucker also likes to clean, like, the labs during, like, lab time. Like... 3 p.m.
3 fucking p.m.
Dude is, like, cleaning the carpet, and I'm like, okay, I have to do work orders. Like, I am actively working, and you're just, like, trying to get home early, which is cool, because when I pull up to work and I have to close, I start closing immediately, because fuck all of you. I'm here to close and go home. But also, Ray, what the fuck? You have to do it, like, nonchalant, like... So they don't
know. I don't care about that, but he would close the door, too. It's like, bro,
yeah,
like, my shit's in there. Yeah, so horrible. He threw away Eileen's storyboards. Like, the one time she storyboards before something, he threw it away.
The one time she actually does pre-production, he throws it out. But why? If you work in a television studio and you see someone's work, and you're just going to throw it away.
So, yeah, he was complaining, too, and it was uncalled for. And then me, I'm bulking, so we have this 9 a.m. class where we just talk as a group. And he's like, yeah, man, y'all can bring in snacks. So me being me, I brought in a full chicken breast, a whole thing of oatmeal, like
grapes.
6 bananas and fruit. And he said, no, fuck that shit. You can't bring that in here. I think it's because he's sick of watching me eat for 30 straight minutes while trying to teach.
He can't handle it.
Like, so he kind of alluded to people, kind of snitched me out, but I don't blame him. Like, I'm just sitting there just eating nonstop.
I don't know why they care. Like, it's just eating.
It's just, it's this, it's
There's
a studio.
There's always a problem.
It's a studio. And again, this Avid Lab, this doesn't exist, like, anywhere else. Again, the chick at the UWM, she didn't even know what media composer was. This is used in L.A. and New York City for big, humongous projects such as Barbie, Marvel movies, documentaries, everything on television you see, because you can have 30 people working on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't exist, yet we have it in the studio, which is just unbelievable. Kevin was actually explaining that yesterday, so I get it. I get why shit has to be clean, and we have the studio, but what it really stems down to is there are people here that do not like students.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, shit. Shit, because guess what? I have to do a segment on. I have to do a segment on one of the PBS staff.
Definitely do the ones that don't like you.
I know. No.
I'm sure there's a list.
That one lady.
Are you scared?
That I scared the shit out of. I saw her today and she just like looked at me just like, oh my
Which
God.
Which one is it? Do I know her?
The small Hispanic one. The very feminine, tiny Hispanic.
Of course it was her. Dude, that's like the worst one, bro.
She was in the bathroom opposite while I swore 3 times. And then swore, no, it was 5 words. It wasn't like I was punching a wall or going on a tirade. I literally just let it out. God fucking damn it. Fuck. And then I walk out like nothing happened. Still, I get it fine. It all came to.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I'm not going to kill you. That's kind of cool. I take that as a compliment because I think of the Spartan Empire every day of my life.
You mean the Roman Empire?
No, the Spartan.
Okay.
Spartans were just... I love ancient Greece. Alexander the Great is cool. We talked about your bullshit. Now it's my turn. Sparta's cool because they would just kill And, damn it. That's what men have done. Again, women have been suppressed for the entirety of our species.
Mm-hmm.
Men have killed for the entirety of our species.
Yes.
We're not killing now. And now women have rights. It's just
things are flipped.
It is exactly. So it's like society just doesn't know what to do. We are the universe learning about itself.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this crazy? Everything that we knew about our species has dramatically changed.
That is true. That is an
women are graduating college.
Yes.
Compared to men, 2-1. 2-1. Men are failing. Men are lost because this is just not, it's so incredibly fascinating. Like, what is the world going to look like? Because all the guys I know, they don't work out. They don't eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not pushing themselves. They're playing video games. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just, what is the world going to look like? And I'm not saying this, you know, from like a bad, you know, bad point of view.
No, it's just looking at the facts and being like,
this is, everything is freaking changed now. And it's, I don't know, I love psychology about the sexes and, you know, how to get women to fuck you. And it just boils down to money. That's all you need, man. Big titties help.
Is a dollar bill.
The Roman Empire we talked about.
Yep, we've been over the Roman Empire.
Have you seen the movie Big?
A long time ago. I don't remember much about it, though.
With Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
How he's this kid, and then he plays this game, and he becomes an adult.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ending?
No, I don't remember that movie.
So, he gets this girlfriend.
Okay.
And maybe not girlfriend, but he fucks this chick. She was in Weeds.
That's perfect.
Great show. Anyways, the movie ends with Tom Hanks as an adult going back to being a child.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that this dude fucked this chick. This dude grabbed her by the hair, spread her cheeks, came in this chick's butt.
All right?
Just remember that.
Okay.
At the end of the movie, something, the magic wears off or whatever. He doesn't want to be an adult because he realizes being an adult fucking sucks. So she's watching him walk away. And as she's watching him, he transforms from an adult to a child.
That's so bad.
Bro, she's looking at this kid like, dude, I just fucking sucked this kid off, bro. Like, I just fucked this dude. Turns out he's a fucking
minor.
10-year-old child. And this is in the movie. And it's like, this is one of the craziest endings ever. Imagine what she has to go through as a woman. I bet that would fuck you up.
You would never see that today.
Exactly. It's like, dude, this is a kid's movie, you know? You'd watch this as a kid, you know? And now thinking back, it's like, dude, this chick just sucked off a child, basically.
Sure did. I bet she liked it.
Mean Girls, too. They said the R word.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Well, me neither, but again, that's what comedy is.
Yeah.
Comedy is pushing that line. Now, a bad joke is just blatantly awful.
Yeah.
But a good joke, and you see these done because comedians practice and practice, they are right tiptoeing on that line. And Mean Girls was hilarious, but you can't say the R word, even though it was brilliant. And you have the Asians saying the N word. You can't, it's like, I wonder how comedies are even going to be feasible from here on out.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like comedy today is a lot of like being self-aware.
It's fascinating. But anyways, I'm sweaty. You're starting to yawn. It's been a long day. We will probably continue this, what are we at?
3 hours.
Good. Perfect. All right. You're just like Joe Rogan. You like him, right? Every girl likes Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right. We'll be back.
Working
on. How often do you fart in a day?
Maybe at least once.
That's it.
I don't know.
That's it?
I don't keep track of it.
That's good. That's a very good thing. I wish
do
I
you?
Could.
Seems like
in
you do.
Prison, a man fainted from my ass air.
That's really bad.
Yeah. It was traumatic. He was one of my good friends. And just, I went in the living room, I pooted, and everybody just ran for their lives.
Perfect.
And I look over at my friend, and he was just, he looked like he was dead.
He was suffering.
Like, no, he was past suffering. He was deceased. He had gone to the next dimension, the next afterlife, because of my asshole. So I'm liking that there's this reoccurring theme in this episode,
yes.
And that is my sphincter. So at least we're doing something good. We're at least staying on a topic. So mm-hmm. I'm proud of us for that. I have a present for you.
Really? What is it?
My penis.
Oh. Sorry. Wow.
What is it?
My USB drive.
Because I was checking it, and on the files, there was your shit from 101.
Yeah, there you go.
The old text file.
Yep.
I don't know why Robin thought...
Well, Robin's gay, so she doesn't know anything.
I gave her a free freaking flash drive, that piece of crap. But you know what? She's poor, and that's what you do. Well, poor people usually... Oh, what was that? A student just nearly walked in on us. Oh, that was so embarrassing.
Yep.
All right. Well... You have some good job stories, do you not?
I do. I've had...
What about the furries?
Oh, yes. So I work... One of my jobs is at Barnes & Noble, and there was some, like, comic convention... It's in a mall, okay? So you have the store, and then it's attached to the mall. So there was some, like, comic convention happening. I don't really know what it was. I don't really venture outside the store. But everyone was dressed up, as in the customers. There was tails, there were ears, wings, I saw, costumes. There was, like, fairies and wolves walking around the store. It was a lot. I was at registers, and so I saw, like, I talked to a lot of them, and they're
those
just,
people.
Yeah, they're just a different breed of people. Respect to what you love to do, but they are a different breed of people.
Is that good or bad?
They're, like, not self-sufficient.
Wow, what does that mean?
You never see one of them by themselves. Like, they're in groups, but they can only function in groups. Like, they need each other's opinion. It's weird.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, right now, like, we're trying to really... It's sell, in quotations. It's a free membership. We're trying to sell this free membership. And whenever I, like, offered it to them, they always had to, like, look back for permission. It was weird.
Is this girls and guys?
Yeah.
Wow. And were they in costume or out of costume?
Mostly in costume.
And is this happening all the time or just during this one shift?
During this one shift specifically because of the convention going on. But wow. Usually it's, like, even when they're out of costume, you can tell them, like, I know you dress up. Which there's nothing... bad about that.
There's nothing bad. It's just
the facts that I see.
You're a freak and you belong behind bars and or killed.
To be whipped.
Ooh. To death.
Yes.
Not sexually, but killed by the whip.
Must be erased from society.
Are they busted up? Do they look freaky?
A little bit, yeah. But you know what?
Can't blame them then.
Good
you know
for
what I
them.
Mean? But
they're
yeah.
having a good time. It's just an observation that I've made. I'm not going to... I guess I am judging, but I don't really care like that.
I'm still a freak. Every time I talk about shrooms, people probably think of me as a furry.
Yeah.
Probably even worse because addiction is so closely associated with drug use.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get it. But then again, I don't know.
But yeah, that was my weekend. That's my, like, most recent story. I have more interesting ones, though.
Yeah, because that was a pretty shitty one.
Yeah, that
continue?
One sucked. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Here, I have a good one. So, this was probably within my first year working there. I think I've been there for almost 3 years now.
Okay.
I was at registers again. It's always when I'm there. And, like I said, we're connected to the mall. So, we're going to get a lot of mall traffic of just, like, weird-ass people.
You work
to the mall.
In a mall. That's just so trippy. Is that cool? Is there,
really
a food court?
There is a food court. It's on the whole other side, though. It's, like, dead, though. It's dead. It's weird.
It's in Waukesha,
it's like
correct?
Brookfield.
Brookfield.
It's, like, abandoned. It's really awkward there.
Was it like, a really good mall back in the day.
I believe, yeah. Like, they used to have Macy's.
It was really big. Like, is the mall really big?
It's a smaller mall, but it used to be really popular. Like, I used to sell, like, Girl Scout cookies there, and I remember that place was booming. It was crazy.
I miss those days. Like, Me too. The mall was the coolest place ever.
Yeah, now it just is lame. It sucks.
It's all right. It's not horrible, but, you know, Southridge, we were just there, and it's... A lot of the stores are empty and a lot
it's
of ghetto people.
It's more dead than Southridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
Anyways, total. So mall. And I had this guy, this like younger gentleman comes in from the mall with this other lady behind him. And just by looking at them, you can tell they like don't know each other. Like they're not a group. They're not a couple.
They walk in together?
Yes. Like he brings her in.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, okay. And then he tells me, he's like, this woman, you know, he's like, I'm from Florida and I'm not from around here. So I don't really know much about the area.
Is that your Florida accent?
Yeah. That's my Florida accent. No, this is me imitating him.
I'm not from Florida.
Anyways, he's from Florida and he's like, this girl needs a ride. And I look at her, and she's tweaking. She's obviously on something. And I'm like...
Coke or meth?
Probably both.
Ooh.
There was a lot going on with this woman. She was very not together. Probably. I don't know.
Was she skinny?
She was skinny, but she was also pregnant. Yeah, I know. This gets worse. So she... And by this time, I'm getting a line, and he's, like, putting her in my responsibility.
At least her baby's getting lit. You know what I mean? That's kind of nice of her.
I suppose.
You know, sharing her drugs with her fetus? That's actually really nice of her.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, and he tells me that she told him that her boyfriend kicked her out of the car, and now she doesn't know where she lives, and that she needs a ride. And I'm over here, like, I'm fucking clocked in, like... Even if I wasn't, I'm not giving this bitch a ride. Like, what are you talking about? And so he's like, but I have to go. So he walks away. He just leaves her in my care, I guess. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, and mind you, I'm still in high school. So I'm probably like 17 at the time. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do with this. So I call a manager over because that's what I do when I don't want to deal with something. And in the time it takes for a manager to come over, she goes to the end of, like, the cash register counter mm-hmm. and goes behind it and lays on the ground and starts, like, shaking or, like, freaking out. And she's like, I'm going to throw up, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. She's I like, love puke.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm going to throw up. And then she keeps going off. She keeps asking me. She's like, can you drive me home? Can you take
How
me home?
How pregnant was she? Like, you said she was pregnant, like, her stomach.
She's not, like, about to give birth, but she was visibly with child. Because she was horrible. A skinnier woman. Like, she was on the skinny side.
That is still fucking horrible.
Yeah, so, my managers, like, always take forever to get over, so then I just go in the headset, and I'm like, I need to MOD a cash wrap right now.
Hello,
like,
I have a crackhead crying.
For real. I'm like, I have a woman on the floor saying she's going to throw up, and she's tweaking out, and I'm just, I didn't sign
I'm
up for
17.
This. I'm 17. So then my manager comes over and then buys her chips, and then, so she's, like, trying to eat these chips, and then an ambulance comes, and they told me... to go to the other side of the cash register so I couldn't hear the tea. And I was pissed about that because I wanted to know what was going on.
This is your ordeal. You belong in this story.
Exactly. I'm a witness.
But they were like, well, you also were a minor who was... 17.
17.
So then again, yeah, you should piss off. But continue.
Yeah, so... But from what I heard, like, our managers... Like, the police came and she refused to leave... and then she was, like, crying, and,
Sounds like having a girlfriend. Sounds exactly like the girlfriend experience.
He's like, it sounds really familiar.
I know, right? This is what I deal with.
But, yeah, honestly, I guess it's not that crazy. They ended up just, like, taking her away in, like, an ambulance.
It's still pretty interesting. You know,
but it was
you wouldn't
sad.
See that here, and it was sad. I don't know why you would tell that story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now we're all depressed.
Ooh, there was this homeless lady one night. Well, I had to mop around her, and she was extremely racist. So she was saying, like, every slur in the book. And mind you, like I said earlier off the podcast, that a lot of my coworkers are gay. They're very obviously gay.
What does that mean? What is very obviously gay?
They're
mean?
Not very feminine looking.
Oh.
Some of them aren't. So they're the not other, that means they're ugly or anything. It's just they're obviously not straight, if that makes any sense.
They like just being a man.
No, it's just they're not Fleet dressed. Farm. They're not dressed like Paris Hilton. You know, they're not like girly like that.
What are they dressed as? Are they wearing Wrangler jeans?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe. They're dressed like just they're gay.
Masculine.
Yeah,
masculine
more on the masculine
girls.
Side.
Yeah.
So
you'd be able to tell.
She yes. You yes. Anyways, she's on the floor and she's like flailing around. This is the homeless lady, and I'm in cafe this day, so I had to like mop around her. And it's always the same police officer. That comes to the
From
store.
From Brookfield.
Yep. And I look at him, and then I'm just like, bro, I want to go home. We were closed at this point, and I had to, like I said, I was mopping around her, and she was saying, like, every slur in the book.
Why don't you drag her out?
They wouldn't do that. They were like, trying to reason with her, and I'm just like, bro, like,
you have to smack her and then drag her out. If you're doing that
No, they were being too nice.
Okay, during, like, the operation hours, all right, cool, make a scene. But, like, 15 minutes before closing,
No, this
you're
is
out.
After closing, bro.
So, this is when you pull out the brass knuckles.
They should have, because this woman was really annoying. And, like I said, she was racist, so she
Do you
was
have any
saying,
brass knuckles at
no.
Barnes & Noble? That's
Unfortunately, no. The gift section, we're out of those.
That's against regulations.
Yep.
Every closing manager
should have brass knuckles
in case somebody doesn't want to leave, because what you're telling me is just horrendous. And I have a feeling that it's about to get even worse.
Honestly, I wish it did.
You wish
so
they beat her up?
I wish they beat her up. But yeah, I haven't really seen her back since, but yeah, she...
How did she get out? Like, the cop eventually
curb stomped
her?
They ended up, like, coerced her out. They...
What does coerced mean?
Coerced her...
Like
they convinced
talked?
Her to leave the building.
All right, Mrs.
Then,
Fancy Pants with your big words.
Just make I hate it, you. Make No, oh my god, let me finish my fucking story. Anyways, so they, like I said, she was saying, like, I'm scared of all these black people, this and that. I'm like, babe, you're in Brookfield. What are you talking about?
What is Brookfield exactly for
Brookfield
all of the listeners?
Brookfield is like...
Some of these guys are in fucking Australia. They don't know what Brookfield is.
Brookfield, Wisconsin, how do I describe this to you? It is, is so white.
So white.
You won't see a single ghetto thing there. It's all white.
Let's describe Wisconsin for anybody listening, because you see it in TV and movies, a.k.a. Titanic, when Jack Dawson talks about how he's from Chippewa Falls. Let's fucking go, brother.
Hell yeah.
Wisconsin is primarily Caucasian, and that's... White
Very
people, right?
Hick.
Extremely hick, because you have all the farms. This is America's dairy land. We have cows. We have cheese.
Chickens.
It's on the northern part of the country.
Yes.
So going up north, it's just all woods.
But also, like, near the cities, that's where it's kind of a little bit of everything.
And what are those cities?
Milwaukee. And, like, branching out. Brookfield's, like, 20 minutes outside of Milwaukee. But anyways, it's Caucasian people. There's not a lot of black people there. Not saying that that is good or bad, but that's just the type of people that are there. Mm-hmm. And they're all very just like, they're assholes, like Karens. We got a good handful
exactly.
of Karens.
Entitlement.
Oh, God,
You
yeah.
see that in the suburbs surrounding Milwaukee, and they all think Milwaukee is a shithole because they see people getting shot on the news. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, Milwaukee has over 500,000 people.
And Brookfield, I feel like, is very much in its own bubble.
Precisely. You see that a lot with Greendale. Even Franklin, mm-hmm. they were having some concert and people were complaining about the noise levels. It's like,
yeah,
dude, it's a concert once a year, Taco Fest. Like,
yeah. So, anyways, she's complaining about all these black people and saying the N-word over and over and over
Jesus
again. Mind
Christ.
You, she's a white lady, too.
Was there any black people working there?
No.
Oh, like, I'm just like, yeah.
Not at the time.
Because if there was, this story would have been a whole lot more entertaining.
I think there... I'm trying to think. Maybe we weren't closed then. Because I remember seeing... There was black people in the building, which is why I was like, like, I didn't want there to be, like, a situation or anything. Mm-hmm. More than there already was one. But they were cool. They didn't care, which is great. So maybe we weren't closed, like, about to close, and then we were closing, and they left. Anyways, they had to, like, take her out, and then I think they just put her in a cop car, and they left. And I never get any more details after. I always want, like, updates, and my managers get those, and I don't get them, which is upsetting. I need updates.
Goodness gracious.
I'm a part of that.
Did you ever pee yourself at Barnes & Noble?
No.
Really?
But have you peed yourself at a job?
Yeah, wow, that's funny that she asked. In fact, yes, absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Here
so
I am.
So you shit your pants?
I shit myself at work, and then a couple times, more like a couple hundred times, I went number one in my pants. Now, I want... let me explain myself, because I'm feeling a lot of judgment from you and the viewers hearing me going pee and poop in my pants like I'm a fucking toddler.
Yes.
There's a whole lot more behind that story.
Okay.
I get out of prison. I have nothing. I get out of prison. I have to go to a halfway house, and I can't even leave because I tested positive for COVID.
Damn.
On the last day. It was a false positive. But I have to be quarantined. So here I am, finally out of prison. This was supposed to be the best time of my life, mm-hmm. a free man. Nope, I am stuck in the ghetto, and I can't even leave. Eventually I do. I find the shithole that mm-hmm. I'm still currently at, unfortunately. And I find a job that I needed very badly because yeah. I don't know if you knew this, but... being a felon, it kind of makes getting a job
harder?
Difficult. I applied to Culver's. They didn't even want me.
Are you serious? I don't believe that.
Yep.
I mean, I do, but also, like,
but
their expectations are... should, yeah, honestly, you lucked out.
But the great thing is this is not great. I went to a staffing agency.
Mm.
I worked through a staffing agency, and I got a job in a meat factory. Specifically, a bacon factory.
Ooh.
Yes. It was absolutely horrific. You would go to it was this humongous factory, and it was just immigrants and felons such as myself.
Perfect.
And the job was just labor-based, because if you're an immigrant, you can't talk,
mm-hmm.
but you can move your body.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Your job there?
Eventually I worked my way up to supervisor. But I started out as just somebody who would handle meat.
Ooh.
I was a meat handler.
That sounds like a fun job.
It was the most horrific thing that a human could ever endure. I am on the verge of crying right now. It this set me back emotionally, like my emotional intelligence back at least a decade.
What is handling meat?
So for, from 7 to 5, all you would do, you would be on this line,
mm-hmm.
this conveyor belt of a line, and you would just move the meat and stack it into piles, and you would have to rip out these claws because they would hang up like the pig.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bacon. So the pig would come to the factory raw. So you have these big pig bodies, these stomachs with all the fat, the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would put it in stuff, and then you would hang it up.
Okay.
So then you would have these huge, gigantic rooms as big as our studios.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 times the size of that filled with just bacon.
On the hooks, like pigs on the hooks.
On the hooks, yep. So then you would have to slide these hooks on these rails with all of these huge frozen pieces of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to take them off. These things are so heavy and so cold.
Mm.
You slam it down on a table, and then there's these machines that pull up so then you can take out the claw. So now you have this big thing of bacon, this big pig stomach, and then you have to kind of trim the sides, but you have to get it into the machine. So there's this big U of just tables, and we're just basically acting as a conveyor belt and just making sure that we're slicing off parts of the bacon so it can be a rectangle, and that's so we can stack it into a box so then it can be shipped away to a different part of the factory. That was my sole purpose of life for about 8 to 9 fucking months, 6 to 7 days a week.
And you peed yourself?
Well, here we go. Here's the fun part. These guys were immigrants, so their work ethic was basically the exact opposite of yours. and Eileen's and all of you Gen Zers. Like, there's no breaks. There is no talking. They are so happy and fortunate to be in this country. And that god-awful fucking factory was 100 times better than their living conditions in South America or Central America. That's how bad life is outside of the United States for a lot of people. It's so bad that that godforsaken shithole that took the soul out of me was their American dream.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. They were beautiful people, too. I became close with them. Not too close, because we couldn't talk.
Yeah.
But you learn eventually, you know, certain looks. And I know, ay caramba. So I would just say that 100 times. I would say that like 500 times a day. Just, ay caramba. That's all I fucking knew. But we worked together, and because we would have people from the hood come in,
mm-hmm.
they literally would run away because the work was so hard, nonstop.
Yeah.
You're on a conveyor belt, moving nonstop. Therefore, if you're moving nonstop, do you have a bathroom break?
No.
You don't have a bathroom break.
Damn. Do you have scheduled bathroom breaks?
No.
So then
the only time you can leave is, and again, we're working with food. So we are covered. I'm wearing this white suit and this face mask and a helmet, and I have gloves, and I have that thing that you put on when you cook.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing
an
called?
An apron.
An apron on. So if you want to use the bathroom, you have to get off of the line, somebody, because we would rotate
mm-hmm.
every 30 minutes. So you would have to stop the entire rotation. Some guy who was supposed to rotate to a good job, because there were some shitty jobs,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, putting the meat onto this thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so labor intensive that, dude, if some guy went to the bathroom right before you, you just hated him, because now you have all of this extra time at this shitty station compared to you being at another station that wasn't as bad. So you have to fuck over this guy, your coworker that you're seeing 7 days a week. You have to fuck him over. You have to go to, like, the other side. You have to take off all of your shit because it's all covered in food. Then you have to go to the bathroom. Thankfully, it was right next to us, but still. You have to come back. You have to put everything on, the gloves, the apron, everything, and then come back. So it's this...
And it's the same icky one you had on before?
No, it's different. It's all plastic.
No, but I'm saying that
the apron,
the stuff you had on probably had like shit all over it. Are you putting the same one back on or a new one?
A new one.
Okay.
A new one. No, yeah, we kept pretty clean. But the point being is that it was just impossible. And these guys, their work ethic was just up here.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't do it. And they would get very upset if you did. And my work ethic is also good. Which sucks because I'm at these shitty jobs working way too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I only had one option, and that was to piss myself. Now, thankfully, it didn't smell too bad because we're in this fridge, this freezer.
Yeah.
So cold. And what happens when it's cold? You have to go pee, right? For me, at least when it gets colder, like, I have to go pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would just piss myself. And then eventually I'm like, dude, I can't do this. So then I bought, like, these man tampons.
Hell yeah.
So I brought one. I'm like, thank God, dude. Fuck yes, dude. I'm not going to piss my pants anymore. It's going to go straight into this tampon. So I put it in there, and I'm pissing, and it gets overflowed.
No.
In like 5 seconds. 5 seconds, you know, just my flow was too much.
It was too powerful.
Too powerful. And sometimes my pee-pee wouldn't be aimed correctly, so I would just not piss in it, but I would piss all over my pants.
And you didn't think of, like, a diaper?
Well, the thing is, that would get full really fast as well. I know Taylor Swift fans actually do that. Have you seen this before? Taylor Swift fans, some of them wear diapers to concerts.
Oh, so they don't have a bathroom.
You know how genius that is?
It is very genius. That was a long concert.
Good for them.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
I thought about doing that, but the thing is, though, imagine you're at a Taylor Swift concert having the time of your life, and you look over, and the person is shitting themselves.
I don't think they'd be shitting in the diaper.
Well, then why would you be wearing a diaper?
Probably to pee in it.
Why would you need to wear a diaper if you're going pee?
So it holds it all.
No, you're at a concert. Fuck it. If I'm going poopy, I'm wearing a diaper, right? You don't think anybody would shit themselves at a Taylor Swift concert?
I don't think so, no.
Because girls don't shit, do they?
No, I actually never have in my life.
That's what I thought.
Just kidding.
What?
Definitely have.
Weird. Maybe.
Remember the conversation we had earlier?
What, about assholes?
Shitting and throwing up at the same time.
Wow.
We already talked about that. Can't be that surprised.
Anyways, I was pissing myself, and eventually I would have to take, like, 5 of these man tampons and shove them in my pants.
What's
and then
a
they
man
would...
tampon?
It's basically a tampon. You know, like a little long
the
thing.
The gesture you're making is way bigger than an actual tampon.
So, yeah, this is a man tampon. It's basically a tampon, but a little bit thicker, you know, something that you would put around your vagina, but for me, it was...
You mean a pad?
A pad, correct.
Okay, this makes more sense.
Tampon,
now.
Pad, same thing.
Those are two separate things.
Oh, the thing that you stick in there?
A tampon is what goes inside the vagina.
Could you put that in an asshole, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my
They're God. Not that big.
So I could be shitting in class.
But you wouldn't be shitting. It wouldn't absorb that. It would just plug it up.
So that wouldn't work?
No.
Then why did you just say that I could? What's the point? I want to shit, but not shit myself. That's why you would wear a diaper.
Yes, the diaper for that.
Then maybe I should wear a diaper to class.
Not also. Class.
Why not?
Because you can just go to the bathroom.
Well, I want to listen to the teacher talk.
That's okay.
But I have to leave if I have to use the bathroom.
Well, then hold it.
You know what? I'm going to start wearing diapers again. Fuck
okay.
this shit.
I'm going to tell all the students you're wearing diapers.
That's cool. They respect that, and it will make my junk look even bigger.
That's right.
That was the good thing. Well, bro, I had 8 things stuffed in my pants, so it looked like I had a huge
the
penis.
The biggest cock.
So all of the guys would be like...
Damn.
Bro, it'd be during lunch break, and I'd be walking around with just fucking soaked up man pads. Ew. Then I would throw them out immediately. The cool thing is, not to freak everybody out, it didn't get too gross because it was so cold. I was in this refrigerator, so the pee never smelled. I did stop eating asparagus. Like, I loved it. Like, prior
no,
to
asparagus
this...
asparagus is so good.
Prior to this, I would eat asparagus all the time, but you can't because it makes your piss... smell horrific, so it's unfortunate, but I stopped doing that. But I'm being honest, it didn't smell. I was soaking wet. Ugh. Just.
Like your inner thighs are just wet. Ugh.
But dude, you're working out. The cool thing is, though, like, I would be talking to my boss and at the same time pissing myself. And it was just like, this feels amazing. It's like, dude, baby's got it good.
Because what's up.
Bro, pissing yourself feels really good because it gets all warm. And especially when I'm working in the fridge, it was freezing.
Yeah,
so
you're just all warm?
Well, it would turn, and then it would get cold, and then I would be, like, freezing and have, like, hypothermia. But for those couple seconds where I was peeing myself was one of the best times of that entire job. Like that was the highlight of my day, was pissing myself.
When I was in ROTC, my colonel, he said that when he was in active duty, he would pee himself if he was cold.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky that you had such a cool person like that. When I used to work at the Rock Sports Complex, you know what that is?
That's where hill? I did the Hill Has Eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've also worked there.
In the winter, did you?
Not in the winter, but it did snow, so yeah.
Oh my god, it snowed? How many weekends?
It was like the second to last weekend. It was Halloween weekend.
Halloween
was on Thursday, so they snowed, they shoveled Thursday, and then we had to act Friday. And I remember there just being snow everywhere, and it was freezing. And for my scene, I was the beekeeper's victim. So I took honey, and I took snow, and I put it in my mouth. And then there was a part where I could, like, lean over this fence, and it would just all drool out, and it looked disgusting. So it was, like, this clumpy, sticky stuff coming out of my mouth.
Was it scary?
Yeah. I slayed.
You did?
I slayed there.
Good.
That was scary.
Good. Did you have to pour any hot chocolate on yourself because you were that cold?
No. I wore layers.
So did I. I work there in the winter, though, when everybody would be skiing and snowboarding. Mm-hmm. For everybody that's listening, it's a small ski hill. It's pathetic compared to the mountains and, you know,
it's like Colorado. It's a ski hill. It's not like a mountain.
Exactly. But it's this pretty big hill. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you're really into snowboarding, like, no, fuck this shithole. But
yeah.
It's in your backyard. And a lot of these rich kids in Franklin, Greendale, etc. It's a great place. One of the coolest jobs ever, though, because you are out in nature. It's horrible. You're freezing.
God, yeah.
And to the point where I would have to buy hot chocolate. Well, no, I would steal it. I stole everything.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I'm eating pizza, and eventually one day, like, my boss is like, dude, you have to pay for that. I'm like, what?
Why would I do that?
Like, what do you mean? I work here. Why do I have to pay for the pizza?
It's probably not even, like, good pizza either.
It was actually really good.
Really?
Really good. Yeah, because they had, like, this new little restaurant.
Oh, okay. That
makes
sense.
I was just taking it all. But anyways, yeah, I would have to pour hot chocolate on my feet. And sometimes my pants. Ugh. Yep, it was that cold. But you know, you want to know what made up for it?
What?
That's when I started my illegal entrepreneurship.
Oh, there you go. Where it all began.
That's where it all began. I'm like, bro, I'm getting paid $9 an hour. I'm doing the math. I'm like, it's going to take me 50 years to buy a used Toyota. So, okay, let's go to plan B. And what is plan B? Plan B is drugs. Selling drugs. Not drugs, hell yeah. Just themselves, but buying them in a large, in stock.
To have stock.
Have stock.
Let me repeat it.
I'm going to have stock.
I'm going to have stock.
But just like anything, any business, mold, thingy-majig, you buy a lot of whatever you're about to sell, so you get it at a low price.
Yes.
That's why.
Bulk. Buy in bulk.
There you go. Bulk. Let's go. We're smart.
Let's go.
We're smart. If you want, dude, it's just business is so easy. No, it's not actually. But simply put, you buy a lot of crap, you buy it in bulk.
Did you sell to those Franklin kids?
Of course.
Perfect.
They were great people because they were snowboarders and skiers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't selling crack yet.
Yep.
I wasn't selling meth or boy. No, I never sold that crap. I was selling psychedelics. And there's no greater combination than being outside in nature with these cool snowboarding and skiing dudes with lots of money and psychedelic compounds. Such
I would love to
good
take,
vibes.
I would take that and then walk through a haunted house.
Yes! I know! Fuck yeah! Besides that, though, going tubing at the Rock, that would be so cool. Just being out, because you, like, I tripped a couple of times in winter, and mm-hmm. you can see all of, like, the snowflakes.
The, like, little flakes.
It looks so beautiful, because usually winter sucks, right?
Yeah, you it does. It?
No, when you do psychedelics, it's like, dude, I'm in the fucking North Pole, bro.
See Santa Claus up on that hill.
It looks so gorgeous, and you don't care about how cold it is because everything looks amazing. And this is what people don't understand when it comes to psychedelic drugs. Fuck the bad trip. Fuck the ego being dissolved. Fuck all of that. That is such a small part of the psychedelic experience. When you do a psychedelic, everything in your entire viewing becomes art, the most beautiful art that you would ever imagine. A stop sign. I remember doing DMT and I'm walking to work and I'm looking at the stop sign like, holy shit, that's beautiful.
You did that before work?
It's called the businessman's drug for a reason. A lot of people microdose it. For me, unfortunately, DMT does not last long. Some people say it can last 1,000 years. It feels like it. I wish. Damn. It lasts like 5 minutes and you're back and it's like you can't see your arms. It's the coolest thing. You come back and everything looks alien. Everything is starting to reboot. The Matrix is starting to fill in. The video game is being loaded. And your arms are just, they're gone. And it's like, what is reality? It's so potent, so cool. But then, yeah, it's how I got away with having such a poor life, working at such horrible places. Psychedelics.
Perfect.
So the point is, if you're not mentally ill...
The point is, do drugs, kids. Fuck DARE.
If you want to have a better life, if you truly want to self-improve, these are the ones to use. You know, cocaine? No. Come on. You know, weed to a point. But this crap, I'm going to bring this amazing book. It's just all of these studies, and I'm part of it. They destroy depression. It doesn't last forever. It lasts for like 6 months. Some people even shorter. But it's like, dude, you eat a couple grams of shrooms. You watch a beautiful movie. You keep your eyes closed. You have this beautiful mystical experience. And then for the next 6 months, you're happy. You're actually a normal person. Like, you know those people at work that are always just too happy? I don't, like, have you ever felt like that?
Yeah, fuck those people.
You become one of those people, bro.
Oh, God.
I'm, look at me.
They're
I'm
insufferable.
Yes, that's why every girl hates me. Because they don't do psychedelics, and I've done them all. And it's like, bro, you can overcome your insecurity. You can become confident. You can become the person that you've always dreamt of if you just let go and take a leap of faith and eat 2 grams of the safest drug known to man. It's not that big of a deal. It's not. Yet society tells them, if you eat this shit, you will go fucking bonkers and kill yourself. It's just obscene. But anyways, peeing myself was something that I did for a long time. Eventually, I got the promotion, which was a horrible idea.
Why is it horrible?
Because my boss was this very small, tiny Latino woman. You could barely hear her. We're in this factory with all of these machines.
Yeah, it's
and,
loud.
And she's like, I'm like, what?
The fuck
Excuse
are you
me?
Saying?
Jesus Christ. And she was just a piece of shit. I can't blame her because the job was so horrible.
Yeah.
I can't blame her, but I forget. I would really have to do some deep soul searching to remember that job. Because I put it away.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had any jobs like that.
Yeah, you just gotta lock it up, put it far, far, far away.
I don't want to remember that shit. Because, like, dude, guys, I was pissing myself. Like, there was no break for foods. Like, you wouldn't talk. This was worse than prison. Have you ever had anything similar to that?
Not as bad as that. I've never had to piss myself with a job. So I guess I haven't had it as bad as you.
But what was your worst job?
Probably Culver's.
And again, for people who don't listen, Culver's has this amazing food. It is
not amazing.
It's amazing.
No, it's not.
It's so greasy. They have custard.
You like it when you eat it, and then you feel like shit. Like, most shit afterwards.
You feel horrific because so much grease is in it.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's so unhealthy, but...
But when you're high, it's really good, and then you feel like shit afterwards.
Yep.
But yeah, that was probably my worst job. I was only there for like 9 months, too.
That's a long time in a fast food restaurant.
It is a long
time.
Because when I get a job, I like to stick it out.
I didn't.
I am. That's why I haven't had like a ton.
It's great.
Because technically, I'm still employed for the city of Greenfield. I was, like, lifeguarding for them. I was swim teaching for them. And then I did other stuff for them.
Just like Baywatch.
Yeah. I was basically Baywatch. But, yeah, only 9 months at Culver's. I was like, fuck this shit.
Why is that? Why? Did you not
like
it?
Okay, so I got the job there because my friend worked there. And I was like, I need a job. I'll work there, sure.
With the friends, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then she was, like, really on and off there, and then she ended up, like, kind of leaving after, like, a month, and I was like, Oh, okay. So then I was like, I'm not working with you anymore.
You're not my friend anymore, you bitch.
They were so fucked because my friend, when she got hired, she made 10. So when I told them I'm here because of her, I also made 10. But when I got there, there was people who had been there who, one, were older than me, two, had been there longer, and were making $8.25.
Holy shit.
I was like...
Holy shit.
I was shook. I was like, babe, I've started at 10.
Did you tell anybody?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to all the coworkers about this.
Good.
I was like, this is fucked.
Good.
And then when I had, like, a knee surgery, it was my last one, so it was where they, like, realigned my whole leg. They wouldn't give me a stool to sit on. Those fucking assholes. They wouldn't give me a stool. They were like, you can go sit in the lobby for 5 minutes. I was like, what?
Dude, that's like the biggest like part of your body. Like when it comes to injuries, it is so
My whole leg was important. Realigned. There's screws in there holding me together. And they're telling me to sit in the lobby for 5 minutes. And I was like, fuck you guys. And then my managers, there was a couple that I just was really not clicking with, and when I turned in my 2 weeks, they wouldn't take it.
You put in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I gave them my 2 weeks.
You are going to heaven.
I know.
You are an angel.
I was like, here are my 2 weeks, and she was like, I'm not taking that. And I was like, actually, you are, because you're lucky I'm giving you a 2 weeks advance. And lucky. I did my 2 weeks, and then I remember on the last day, she like snapped at me, because I don't know, what was I doing? What was my job? My job was to like get...
What did you cash register?
I did register, or I did, like, putting the shit in the bag. So it was my job to make sure that all the orders were, like, done correctly.
Yeah, that's a very important
job. So I had to communicate with the kitchen a lot.
That's a very important job.
In the kitchen, and then I told her, I was like, I need XYZ, and she wasn't giving me the stuff I needed. So then I was getting really pissed off, because, like, obviously customers breathe down your neck when you don't get them fries in, like, 2 minutes. And then she snapped at me. Like, this woman yelled at me, and I was like, fuck you. Fuck you. And that was my last day. So
good for you, man.
Yeah. So, fuck that bitch. I see her there still sometimes.
That's horrific. Imagine working there at that age. I would kill myself.
Yeah, it was not fun. And it was during, like, COVID, too. So, like, everyone's got masks
I was on. In prison, thankfully.
You're in prison. I was in a different kind of prison.
Yep.
So, yeah. Fuck that job. I have PTSD from that place.
Exactly. That's the best way of putting it. PTSD.
Yes, like, I went there because, like, my mom likes the custard there, so I'll go there.
I know. It's a great place.
Yeah, I'll go there to get her stupid custard. And, like, I was in there one day, and it was super busy. And I was, looking around, and I was like, I think I'm getting PTSD. I'm, like, really uncomfortable. I want to leave. God, the vibes.
I worked in Culver's, and again, at your location, my friend who passed away, rest in peace, she is getting high as fuck in the afterlife right now.
Hell
props
yeah.
To her. Love you, Kyra. Bang, bang. Bro, a mentally handicapped person was mopping the floor at that Culver's where you were working. They didn't put up a sign that the floor was wet, and same with your knee, she tore her ACL.
Oh, God, that's not fun.
Like, and she was in so much pain because her knees were so fucked.
Bro, knees are, like, the worst injury to have. I'm paranoid, like, 24/7
about
it. It's
so serious. You're using it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It is so vital, so important. So, you're not even 20 and you have all of these issues. If I were you, I would just say, fuck it, give up.
Thank you. Perfect advice.
I'm being serious.
I know.
Let's go out. Let's go out with the bang.
Hell yeah.
Let's just overdose like fucking Farley, dude.
Hell yeah.
Like the fucking Joker. Let's just let's just be remembered forever by like two people.
Hell yeah.
By like five people. Dude, no. Honestly, everybody would just forget.
They'd be like, I don't really remember.
Those stupid assholes. No, thank God. Everybody would celebrate if we were to die. They'd
fuck
be like,
yeah.
Yes.
Let's go. Fine. They're gone. Fuck it. Let's go.
Dude, like my mom. Finally.
Diana
she's,
would
just cry.
She'd like.
Finally.
She'd be like, thank God. She's like, she calls the like sperm donor, like the place where she got it. And she's like, guys,
it happened.
You won't believe it. It finally happened. Can
That's
I get a refund now?
So
Can
funny.
I get my refund
That's
now?
So funny, dude. But speaking of you telling people about you getting paid more than them, which is amazing on your part. I got hired at this one cafe in Bayview. Horrible.
You work at a cafe?
I honestly have had 60 jobs.
What did you do there? Like, what I do at my coffee cafe?
Coffee. It was coffee, so I would have to make coffee.
You made, like, espresso?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, twins.
Yeah, twins. Not very good. Yeah, this was when I was...
I love being a barista. You were a barista?
I was a barista, and it was horrible.
I love that.
But anyways, I got hired, and the guy who was training me, I was getting paid more than him. And I told him that.
That's so fucked. He quit
on the spot.
As he should.
As he should. And my mom was like, you never say that.
That's why you never say it, because there's... It's
Well, that's
it's
why you say it.
Fucked.
Well, no, that's why you say it, so we all know. It's like, is it time to jump ship? And that guy jump shipped. He came back like a week later. So happy.
Good.
Because when he was training me, he was depressed as shit.
The best feeling is quitting a job that you should have quit months ago.
I saw that on his face.
That's what it was for me with Culver's. I was like, why didn't I do this months ago?
Yep.
Because, like I said, I'm the type of person, because I was raised to always just like...
Yep.
Like, my
do
family,
what you're supposed to
my
do.
Mother, when she was growing up, like, they never, there was never sick days, there was never calling out. She was like, you would only be home if you were actively throwing up. And so that's kind of how, like, that's the motto I was raised on.
Me
where
too.
I was like, I'm technically fine. I'm going, and I'm not quitting.
But to what extent is that actually hurting you?
Until they wouldn't let me sit down when my leg was broken and realigned.
And being so young. And no, that's unacceptable.
And
how could you make a child do that?
When I tried to leave, they tried to, like, raise my pay. Because at the time, like I said, I was making 10. They were like, we'll give you 15. And I was like, absolutely fucking not.
I would have stayed.
Honestly, I should have stayed for, like, another month or something.
No.
But,
you
like,
did the right
for that
thing.
15. But I don't know.
Wait. So they were going to offer you 15 from 10?
Yeah.
Which is just horrible. Like, you should be getting 15 at the
If it's so easy to
start.
Bounce up $5 like that, it is so fucked.
Because, again, I sell drugs. You make a lot of profit when you're buying bulk. These people in these industries, you see it in Hollywood, you see it in the food industry, they are making so much money, these top people.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Because they want their profit margins to become better so then their shareholders will buy more stocks.
Yeah.
And if they're paying you more money, their profits go down. And now we're seeing in this late stage capitalism, this is starting to fray out because at that bacon job that I was working at, they were working us to the bone. Like, we literally non-stop worked because the more bacon that got out, her job was all based on numbers, not based on anything human, not based on us working together or us not wanting to kill ourselves. All they saw was numbers. And that is the most demoralizing thing for anyone. And it's happening in Hollywood. It's happening everywhere. We are more than numbers. And especially when they're making so much goddamn fucking money.
Yeah.
And now it's affecting the economy. We can't have families because we are too poor.
Facts.
Everything has gone up dramatically since the 70s. Everything. Household prices, groceries, everything. College. So much. Yet we're getting paid like 6 times as much compared to the 70s, which was forever ago.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to see dramatic effects, and this is going to lead to a population collapse. Japan
is... Yeah, because people don't want to have babies.
We can't.
We can't, and people don't want to.
Number one, they don't want to because they know if you have a baby, you're fucked.
There's no positives with it.
There's no positives. You can't buy a house. Again, how are you going to have a child when you don't have a house? I was watching, like, a film, and, you know, these two beautiful people, you know, they get married, they have children, and then they buy a house because that's what you need. Imagine having to be raised in an apartment. Thankfully, my mom, she still had us in a house.
Yeah, I was always in a house.
I don't want my children to be raised in a fucking apartment complex. Given down hammy clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... so a couple years ago, they're like, the economy is, it's going to falter. It's going to become shit. And it's like, when is it? It is now.
Yeah.
We're seeing it. And it's going to have dramatic effects. It's going to be very fascinating seeing so many old people and so few young people eventually. Yeah. It's going to be cool, but don't worry, because AI is going to solve everything. We're going to have robots doing all of the shitty jobs, like Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
You already see that now. McDonald's.
And if you go to the grocery store, it's mostly self-checkout now.
So it's like, what are we going to do?
Which also, I'm assuming, helps with their profit margins.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're trending towards this dystopian thing. Singularity is going to become possible within our lifetime, most likely. We are growing at an exponential rate. We are evolving at an exponential rate. Everything that we've known about our species is changing within our lifetime.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy to think about, like, 100 years ago. It's completely different.
What is 100 years ago? Oh, I...
200 years ago, everything that we know, it didn't even exist.
Bro, I saw this on Reddit. There's the picture of, like, the first plane that flew, you mm-hmm. know, like those two guys.
Yeah.
60 years later, there's a picture of us on the moon.
Yeah.
And that was then, when that was slow. Now we have AI. So it's cool. It's very interesting. But it is, it's the most
fascinating. We're advancing very fast.
Exponentially. It's
considering in the last 200 years, the amount that we've advanced is nothing in comparison to the millions of years before.
Population, too. So it's kind of cool. The population is falling. And maybe that's a good thing because the population also grew extremely exponentially. Like here it is. It's like right here, like a straight line. And mm-hmm. it goes up to here. And now we're like here. So, it's fascinating, and it's just like, how is this going to impact us when we're adults? You know, we finish film school. Will there even be jobs? Will AI be doing what we're doing? Probably not. It's still very new. It still can't do the stuff. But again, how many jobs? How many people are going to lose their way of making money because of robots? And that's going to have a huge impact on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool, and you can't fearmonger, but it's just interesting to see that the entire world is going to change so much in our lifetime.
Yes.
Unless we get nuked. Hopefully that happens.
We'll see. Who knows? Nice
just to go to black.
Yeah.
The end.
Cut to done.
Then it's the DMT experience. It's like, I knew it! Those sons of bitches, I told them.
I was fucking right!
Every girl that I was fucking crazy. Suck my dick. We're all one entity.
Suck my ghost dick.
I knew it. Bro, what would you do, like, if you were to die and you could have whatever you want? Like, I always say on the podcast, for a couple eternities, I'm going to drink beer and just watch movies.
I died and I could do whatever I want and be wherever I want, I would insert myself in like a book.
What?
Like a book. Like one of my favorite books, I'd put myself in that world. You would
become a book? If you want to become a book, just do
a
salvia.
Book. No! I got salvia. I didn't say that!
I have salvia, and now my ear hurts. Great, now I got tinnitus.
Good, because I heard that all right here.
Oh my god. Well, you learned. Goodness gracious.
No, I'd put myself in that world, like that world.
So
to me, that would be paradise.
Sounds like your ego has to be dissolved because you are a narcissistic person from that answer. Just joking.
How does what do you mean? No,
what do you mean? Nobody.
What do you mean? How are you confused?
Wait, is a book on Earth?
I put myself in a like on Earth? That story, like that world.
So Lord of the Rings. Well, give me an example. What's his book?
Like
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
So it would be all about you?
No, it wouldn't be about me. I would just be in that world. Like, those people would be real to me.
Reagan Azor Ahai.
Oh, my God. No. God, I hate you.
No, say that again. No, what? No, so it'd be you and Jon Snow fucking?
Like, that would be my world.
Jon Snow mounting you?
He's too short.
Oh,
I'd want Rob. I'd want Rob. Rob is so sexy.
Rob was the guy who was murdered?
Yeah, Red Wedding.
Bro, fuck it. Game of Thrones talk. Fuck the work topic. That was...
Rob is so sexy.
So horrible.
I've seen so many, like, edits of Rob and Daenerys, and I wish they could have met. Think they would have been so powerful. Fuck John.
See, the thing is, with AI, we'll be able to see that.
I know.
Within our lifetime, AI will be able to make that shit.
I know. But yeah, Rob loved him. He should have never have died.
Well, he made a stupid decision with marrying that chick.
And getting her pregnant. His weakness.
Pussy, bro. Every man's weakness, pussy.
There you go. That'll do it.
And the funny thing is, like, that chick that he should have married was, like, beautiful.
It was that guy's daughter, right?
Yeah, Walder Frey.
Well, she was really young, though. That was his issue. She was...
No, like they were all of the other Freys were ugly as fuck.
I know, but the one that he had that he was going to marry, was it like, I'm pretty sure she was a minor, and he was like...
Well, he in the book, he was young as fuck, too.
Well, they were all young as fuck.
But the point being, yeah, he wanted this chick and not
he
that
fell
chick.
In love. Exactly. So he broke his contract.
Yes.
Which he should have never done. Like, he should have just... Because his head was in the right place. Like, he wanted to be king. So he should have done what a king would have done, which is marry her and had that other bitch be his side bitch.
She must have had...
Because a king can do that.
But when a girl has no gag reflex, all of that goes out the window.
So you think his girl had no gag reflex?
Yep. And she must have swallowed.
Ah.
Because that will change...
She did more than swallow.
Hey, man. He was simping, bro. He was simping. You know, well, again, you know, knowing him, I don't know how many chicks he's fucked prior to that because he was.
I think he had lots of bodies.
The star, you think so?
He was like the
main
star.
Well, then that's not good. That's not good.
How is that not good?
Well, because royalty, you know,
But he's a guy, so it doesn't apply to him. If it was the girl.
I agree with that.
You still, see House of the Dragon. You know how this rolls.
Still Game of Thrones. It's big. And I'm just trying to think. That's not good because he shouldn't have been a simp. So he. Maybe love does exist, mm-hmm. But the point being is that he should have been mature enough to see. But hey, it makes for a good story, and it was a great shock.
Great
for all.
Episode.
It was that. I think that was the beginning of the end because the first four seasons were amazing, mm-hmm. And the Red Wedding was where that was
at the end of either three or four. At the end of three, I think it was at the end of three.
Probably because those first four seasons, perfect. And why? Why were they perfect? Because Dan and the other dipshit, D&D, didn't write it. They took it all from George. Once they had to start writing their own script...
They fumbled.
Dramatically.
Fumbled so bad.
Horrifyingly bad, the show became.
They did My Girl Daenerys so bad.
So again, I could see... I could see her becoming mad, but...
This is my thing. They never made any hints towards that besides what her family previously did. And her whole thing was that I'm not like my family.
No character development.
It was so painful.
George R.R. Martin had her... No, like, dude, if George R.R. Martin wanted us to see that, he would have put it in. He would have peppered the books with, you know, her starting to become a piece of shit.
No, it was the easiest thing. It was an easy way out. They took it, and they wanted the shock value.
Exactly, but that's a good story like Lord of the Rings. Like, it's nuts, it's crazy, but the good guys win. And it should have been Jon being Azor Ahai, killing her and lifting the sword, the flaming sword, out of her breasts and then slaying down the Night King in King's Landing. So the South all knew the North is, like, for real.
Yeah.
We all have to work together because the South never even saw this. Like, that's the point. You're supposed to bring...
They ignored it, yeah.
You're supposed to bring the Seven Kingdoms all together over this one big problem to unite them. They never did that.
Nope.
Like, then who cares?
It
was like, who allowed this? Like, they made the best show of all time, so everybody was just sucking their dick.
For real. Stroking it,
so they thought that they could do no wrong. And what happened?
They did wrong. It's when shows like that get cocky with the formula, they fumble. Like, same with The Walking Dead.
Very much
so. Loved that show. Seasons 3 through 6 is mouth-watering.
Wow.
Mouth-watering. I watched the whole series twice. Well, not the whole series. I think I stopped watching at, like, season 9 or 10. But I've watched, like, 1 through 6 multiple times, and then 3 through 6. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many times.
Wow.
It's just that good.
What are some of the best series? I'm just going to list two, because having a good TV show with a great ending is rare, but the payoff is immense. And for me, Mad Men.
I've actually never seen that show.
I know. And Lost.
Never finished that show.
Just, it's crazy stories, but they end it well. It's a good ending. Game of Thrones didn't. Dexter didn't.
Dexter didn't end well?
Dexter turned
to... I wanted to watch that show.
Dexter was Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones. It's amazing, and then it turns to complete and utter dog shit.
Damn.
Weeds, too. Back in the day, Weeds was just the coolest thing ever, and it turned to just a pile of shit.
They always fumble near the end.
Because, yeah, you know, they're going season by season. When you're making a TV show, it's like, we're making a couple episodes. And most of the time, they don't even get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So just to have a TV show make it even into one season is a miracle.
Yeah.
Let alone having it be six seasons. That's just unheard of.
Yeah.
So that's why I think TV shows falter so much, and why miniseries are just underrated as fuck, because you have like
limited
eight
time
episodes.
Series are the best. It's long movies because they have the whole thing planned out.
Yep.
They're not gonna fumble it. It's
have you seen beautiful. Any good ones? I know Michael Jordan's Last Dance, Chernobyl, both of those stick out.
Dahmer, I liked that one.
I couldn't finish that.
Really?
Yep.
How far did you get?
Not too far at all.
I know if I
stayed, I'd probably like it.
Did you watch the episode with the deaf guy?
Milwaukee represent.
That's the best one.
What, in Dahmer?
Yeah, the episode with the deaf. That's the best one.
I know.
That one, for top episodes that I've ever watched
really?
Is on there.
Same Holy
with
shit.
Episode 3 of The Last of Us. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh,
I guess what,
Episode
though?
Episode 3 is so
Listen
good.
To this, though. On YouTube, there's this YouTuber who does recaps.
No! Fuck
yep.
that!
Yep.
Fuck
and
that!
And I watched a recap
Why
of The Last
would you
of Us.
Do that?
Because I don't have time. I
Make
don't have time.
Make fucking time. You have time for all this other bullshit.
When else am I going to masturbate?
Do it while you're watching it. Figure it out. Multitask.
I do come fairly quickly.
Well,
An
hour ago you were saying you don't come fast.
Yeah, it depends.
So pick one.
If my pee-pee is in something other than my hand, we're looking at close to 2 hours. But with my hand, it's like I can get a good grip. I can squeeze that fucker tighter mm-hmm. than any pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no pussy can do, like, curls of 40 pounds. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, this is... Like, try to get into my hands right now. Is that tight?
That is pretty tight.
What's tighter? My hands or your unused pussy?
I guess we'll never know.
Probably your unused. That's pretty fucking tight.
I wouldn't say it's unused, but...
Oh, well, just not penetrated.
Yeah, never. A penis hasn't been in there.
One day,
penis. Well, maybe we'll
What
unlock.
A lucky penis. What a lucky bloody penis.
Bloody?
Yeah, like the cherry gets popped.
Well,
the,
not every I'm time.
I have a feeling with you. Mm. It's going to be bloody.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Okay. I don't think it will be.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Okay. You seem very confident in that.
Anyways, what the fuck? No, I can't watch an entire television series. Bro, we have school, and I have to become a zillionaire. I got 3 years before my deadline approaches when I'm supposed to be a billionaire.
Okay.
I have 3 years to make it to $1 billion. I can't do that watching TV. Again, that's the great life. I wish I could, but it's too comfortable. It's too easy. You're not going to grow. I try to watch some stuff here and there because we are in the film industry, but... It has to be technical stuff. I have to be really working on the craft of creating and not just ingesting.
There's a balance, though.
There is a balance.
And you should ingest some good TV shows.
When I'm outside of school, I can do a little bit more, but right now school is just too much. Too much for sure.
That is fair.
Yeah, school.
My TV watching has gone down.
Bro, I'm just talking to, like, Sam, dude. Dude, like, we're working on how many shows, we have how many classes, plus we have a job. Dude, once we graduate, bro, I'll be able to have, like, 3 girlfriends. I'll have, like, 6 podcasts, 2 TikToks. I'll be able to, like, go boating and stuff. You know what I mean?
With your boat, your yacht?
Yeah, with my little rowboat. with my little canoe.
Canoe?
Yeah, I'll bring a girl out on a canoe. Or a kayak.
I love kayaking.
I bet a kayak would get a girl wet.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you push her in.
Which I would do. I would always... I really want to do DMT in a kayak. Not the best idea, because if I fall over, I'd fucking drown.
Well, I'm a lifeguard, so I can join you sober.
Every girl likes Joe Rogan, so you've heard of this episode.
That's a statement.
There's this thingy that you go into, and you, like, lay in water. It's like a something depreciation thing.
Is it the salt thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you where you float
it,
on it?
Yes.
Okay, like, yeah. There's a place like that in the third ward. My friend's been to it.
How is it?
She loved it.
Because your sensory deprivation.
Yeah, it's just, you're just in it.
It's like meditation. That's why psychedelics are great, because it's doing that. You are meditating. It's kind of the same thing. You are dissolving Reagan, and you become something else. The collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because depression all comes from our ego, just being too much of an ego. It's working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why overthinking and all that shit just really helps drive depression and anxiety. And that's why we're seeing it so much nowadays. Because you're comparing yourself to everybody on social media. You're seeing all of your friends on Facebook. So you have to get out of your head. And being in a place where all of your senses disappear.
That seems so relaxing.
Meditating. Where you literally just dissipate because you're not thinking, you vanish, or doing shrooms that does all of the work for you.
Yeah.
Your ego gets dissolved. Your default mode network, which is your ego, it falters, and you're able just to be rid of that piece of shit who's like, you should be working more. You shouldn't be watching TV. You should have a girlfriend. You should dress like this. You should do this. That disappears. And that's what leads to revelations that stick with you until the end of time.
Hmm.
Exactly.
That was a good sell.
Yes. It's all about self-improvement. But the great thing is, you can do shrooms and have sex. You can do shrooms and just have fun. Watch your movie.
Yeah.
You can do shrooms and fix your addictions. You can do shrooms and just meditate and go to a different land. It is so complex. You can do so many different things. It doesn't always have to be ego death. You can do a little small dose and go into work feeling amazing. Exactly. Now, when you're a beginner, it seems out of the world, just like us doing TV. Like, what? Like, last year, this was obscene. In a couple years from now, we're going to be professionals. It's the same thing with psychedelics, working out too. I used to be the weakest guy in the gym. Now I look the fucking best.
Period.
You have to start somewhere. So it is very, you know, intimidating, especially to someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge about it.
True.
And experience.
Facts.
So of course it's going to shock you, but do some research. I'll give you a book, and it's just, it's so cool, and it's really fun. That's it. It's really freaking fun.
So, perfect.
What are we at? How much time we are?
We're at 1:08, so we're doing pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We can wrap up here.
Might as well.
We're in a good space.
Might as well. I'm pretty happy. What is that, 1:08 plus 45? Mm-hmm. So that's nearly 2 hours. That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty content. My legs, I cannot feel them right now.
Yeah, I've had my legs on his the whole time.
So, yeah, that's pretty horrible. Like,
it helps relieve the pain in my legs.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like pressure. Like, I always have my legs up.
How painful are your legs?
Well, if I stand on them for a while, it hurts.
Like I said, kill yourself. Like, honestly.
Perfect. Thank you.
I would just fucking.
But this
is
relaxing. That's why I always have my legs up. And, like, blood flow, too.
If you kill yourself, you probably won't have any pain in your knees.
Maybe if we amputate my legs. No. You know, I'll probably still feel
Lieutenant
like those
Lieutenant Dan-ass, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan. About time. I finished it.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Oh, damn.
It's the sweetest fucking thing.
You gotta watch Crazy Stupid Love. We can watch that.
What
if
is
you want.
Crazy Stupid Love?
That's with Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, Emma Stone.
Really? That's a good one?
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, and we have to watch Barbie now that I own that.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid.
It's on, I think I was watching it on HBO Max. Yeah.
2011.
Yep.
I am now a fan of Ryan Gosling.
He's so Drive, sexy in this movie.
Dude, have you
seen... He's like a playboy in this movie.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, where she's like, bro, you're like photoshopped.
Yes, you're like photoshopped.
Bro, are you... Yeah, that was so funny.
Wait, have you seen this then?
No, I just... You always saw that, okay, that cool. scene. That was in every
commercial.
So
we need to watch that one.
I love Steve Carell.
He's
bro,
so great.
Bro, speaking of that... I don't think I told you this. In Bruce Almighty... No, not Bruce Almighty. Yes, Bruce Almighty.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
With Jim Carrey, who becomes God?
So,
wow.
No.
That's horrible. This is
I've
a
seen
Gen
the mask,
Z-er.
Though. It sounds this like is,
yeah. Hey, anything Jim Carrey, he is definitely a hero of mine. A hero of anybody's. He is a human emoji. He is a
yes,
human
he's so
cartoon.
Slay.
His stand-up...
Okay, anyways.
Immensely intelligent.
Continue.
Well, no, I can't explain it now because you haven't
My
seen
bad.
The scene. It's all right. These ratings are pretty good. Somebody says that this movie annoyed the hell out of
the
me.
The ending of the movie is
Until
so
the plot twist.
Yeah, the ending.
Ooh, I love a good plot twist.
Yeah, wait, yeah, don't spoil
Chick
it for yourself.
No, I'm not, no, because in Letterboxd, if there's a, you know, spoiler, it says it. See, this review may contain spoilers.
Oh, okay.
And you still don't have the app?
No, I'm sorry.
Dumb bitch.
Stupid cunt!
Fuck you!
He starts beating me
Dude,
up.
Dude, this, look at this. They have lists that include it. Look at this, chick flicks. Let's see how many chick flicks you've seen.
I've seen that one. That's Barbie.
is it a chick flick?
Yeah.
Listen, I have no control. Look, is this the same poster?
Who the fuck?
That's so funny. Yeah, oh my God.
They're all the same formula.
That's exactly. Wow.
Let's see.
That's hilarious.
These all literally look the same.
That is
I can't
crazy.
Even tell which ones I've
Hollywood.
Seen, so I can't tell. Oh my God. Throwback. This one made me sob. Ramona and Beezus with
okay.
Joey King and Selena Gomez. Sobbed.
Yeah.
This one. Have you seen this one?
I have not seen any of
this
these.
One. Shook. The ending, I was shook. So shook.
Okay, let's see what it is.
This is Remember Me with Robert Pattinson. And I think that one bitch from Once Upon a Time who 3. Played 1, Belle.
3.1, half a star.
This one, I was like...
Y'all can't tell me the end of this movie isn't one of the top 10 plot twists in cinematic history.
I'm telling you, I was like...
2 stars, I love Twilight.
Yes, I love Twilight.
I cried my eyes out. Is that good?
Yes. I was crying for this one. I will not lie.
All the movies sorted by movie posters.
Hell yeah.
30,000 films, bro. This is the best app. You have to get it. You are just
oh, so sexy, so sexy, so sexy.
A girl in a ghetto hotel told me I looked like him.
Shut the fuck up. You do not. She was wrong.
She said I looked like one of the men from Twilight, so I'm
Oh guessing. My God, she's saying Carlisle. She's saying you look like Carlisle.
Who's Carmisle?
The doctor, his father, or like the guy who turned him into a vampire.
How do I spell that? A Carmisle, isn't that like a type of candle?
I think it's...
No, that's a tea. Ooh, it's Scott Pilgrim. That's what we gotta watch.
That guy, he is kind of sexy, though. He's like a dilf. And he's a doctor, too. Oh, he's so hot. Hey, wait. Let's look at
him. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's definitely saying you look like
this. I thought she meant Patterson,
bro. No, bro. Look, the whole fam.
That is funny as shit.
His wife, the other girl.
We're all just pale as fuck. That's fucking
oh
funny.
God. When you first see him, sexy.
All right, I'm starting to sweat. Get off of me. It's been a great time. Many more to come. Coming up next is JC. She's a lesbian.
That's it.
That's
it.
Get. She's just
That's
a lesbian.
That's her only personality trait, actually.
Yeah, she's pretty sweet.
She's just gay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's her only downfall.
I don't think I've told you this, but yesterday when I was pulling out of the parking structure,
mm-hmm.
I saw Shannon and JC,
yeah.
And I yelled,
Perfect. Perfect.
That's going to be bleeped out. Don't worry. Have a great night, everybody. I love you all.
I love you all more than John.
Bye.